had a cattle on feed report as we look to the livestock on Friday. What are your thoughts on those numbers?
If you'd asked me, and you certainly can, I would have guessed the placement number at larger than 102. Instead, it came in at 95. And it's not that I'm a big bear at all, but I thought that, you know, the combination of the cattle, we had big profits in the cattle that were sold during the month of March. Usually when a cattle feeder, and I'm one of them, when we make money and we have an empty pen, we have a tendency to place, okay? Now, I am also one of a mindset that from an overall macro standpoint, I mean, I'm talking about the overall herd size, I think it's a lot less than what most people believe it is. I think that you're going into heifer retention, which is holding the, you know, is limiting the ability of the number of feeder cattle to be placed. So at some point, you are going to get into a lot shorter numbers, and you're going to go, well, what happened? You know, and they're going to go, well, yeah, well, there's less cattle. That's what happens when you kill the cow herd off, you know. And so for this to start this soon, I think the trade is, that's why you're seeing this trade really grab a hold of this today, and why you get the deferreds. Like today, it seems like everybody's favorite son is the Octobers. They're up over 100. December's over 100. August feeder cattle up $1.77. You're getting an awful lot of talk here of that, well, geez, if we didn't place cattle then, you know, next cattle on feed report looks like it's going to be even less from the early estimates. Pretty friendly numbers in the deferreds. I wish we had a little bit more right up front, but yeah, these futures are going to trade at a discount, I think, and probably continue to trade at a discount as we have for a long time.
What about the hogs?
Little bit of a problem there, in that the short-term fundamentals continue to be poor. Cash is lower, steady to a buck lower again. Packer there is long bought. A lot of the major packers don't need to buy anything for a couple of weeks. You got average weights here trending the wrong direction, 10 pounds over a year ago in most cases now. So, you know, this perceived hole that we were going to have in May, looks like we basically carried hogs into it. And with the packer not needing many, I don't know. I think June hogs can get all the way down to 120. Now then, I'd maybe take another look at it, but in the short term, I think we just didn't stay current enough.